The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Mark Lynch is owner of Jeff Lynch Appliances in Greenville, a successful business that's been in his family since, I think, 1951. Is that right?
That's correct.
I kind of pulled that one out of the air. I was trying to remember, but I thought I remembered you say yes. good morning, sir. How are you, sir? Yeah.
I'm doing great. We're having a great campaign, and boy, things are heated up, and I'm ready to talk about some of these issues.
Yeah, this is your first time running for public office. First, talk with our listeners about what led you to decide that you want to serve in the state Senate.
Well, I was asked to do this because of the disappointment in the current senator, and people that have met me and know how I run my business and my personal life and everything, we're a debt-free company, and we're just good, awesome, godly people, and some friends and family in our district that know me approached me and said, you would be perfect for this, and we need somebody who's not a politician. We just need a good, wise businessman to get in there that knows how to do things and how to get things done, and they approached me, and I prayed about it, and God told me he wanted me to take him back in that state house because we have a mess in Columbia, as everybody knows. We're known as Crooked Columbia.
Mm-hmm. You're challenging, of course, incumbent Scott Talley. He was elected in 2016. One of the big issues during that race, and still is an issue, was the gas tax. Now, I talked with Senator Talley yesterday, and he says that his position on the increased gas tax has been somewhat misrepresented. Now, you've been pretty critical of that vote. What's your response to that?
Well, I'm glad that yesterday there was an interview on the other radio station with Bobby McClain, and the topic came up about the gas tax history, and Bobby and David Schwartz of the Freedom Action Network, they both remembered. Bobby kind of laughed. He says, I don't think I've lost my brain yet, but I'm pretty sure that Scott definitely said he would not vote for the gas tax. That's what he ran on in his election. And then as soon as he got in there, and then David and all of them laughed because they said he totally lied about it. What he's saying now is that he said, I told everybody we wanted to get the right reform on the gas tax, that he would vote for that if we had the right reform. He's skipping over. The first question was, did you say that you would not vote for the gas tax? And he's avoiding that question because, you know, anything I say, I base on facts, and I heard y'all's interview yesterday that it's a shame that there's mud slinging going on. There's a difference between mud and actual proof, not from blog sites, because I mean, he's identified that in his direct mail pieces. He called me a liar a couple of weeks ago, and it's a shame because desperate people do desperate things. He knows our campaign's ahead. He knows we're going to win this, and he knows I'm a threat to his existence as a senator, so he's doing everything he can, and it's not honest what he's doing. So he gave some points. He said, I've performed the most meaningful reform in the DOT's history since the 1930s. That was a lady named Mrs. Scoppy, this a liberal democratic type writer that wrote an article about Scott, and she made that quote. That's not from any fact or Senate vote that he did. And when the truth is, if anybody wants to check this, you can go to the Senate website and look it up. The DOT reform that he says and claims he authored, he withdrew it. There was never any DOT reform he authored. And then he talks about transparency and that he didn't say he would vote no for the gas tax if he was elected, and the website he gives as his reference to fact check himself is the blog he wrote. So I guess I could come up with a blog site about me and say, see, I said that because I just wrote a blog about me saying it. So that's just not truth. It's not mud. We're bringing up facts about him. And, you know, this is interesting. Last Friday, we've gotten news of that there was an ethics violation filed against Scott in the Senate. So we're going to check into that and see what that's about. And that's not my opinion. And it's not mud. It's just horrible, serious things that need to be talked about because it's important that our voters really know who we are. And, you know, voting has consequences, and we've all been driving on these roads for 4 years, and he brings up the transparency bill about the roads. So the South Carolina DOT website has a site that shows us, when I look at it, that there were 117 projects in our state since Scott was elected, and he became a senator in 2017, serving or sitting at the seat like he talks about. Nine of those projects out of the 117 were slated for Spartanburg, six for Greenville. You know how many of those projects, Joey, are completed? Take a guess.
Tell me how many.
Zero. And it just, the Transparency Act of having that website proves what we already know. The money's not getting to the roads. The roads are not getting fixed. And we're tired of it. That's why they asked me to run.
Yep.
We're tired of people saying one thing during an election and doing another. That's why I was asked to run.
Yeah. Let's talk for a minute. And with me this morning, Mark Lentz, running for State Senate District 12. Primary is next Tuesday, June the 9th. Be sure and mark that on your calendar. It's an important election. Be sure and make time to go vote. What do you believe, Mark, are the three most important issues other than the gas tax and the road and our infrastructure? What do you believe are the three most important issues our state's facing?
Well, the most important question and issue for me is abortion. I'm 100% pro-life. You know, I put out in one of my direct mail pieces this year as of January 1st, and then we looked at a stopping point of May 4th, and again, facts from DHEC and every source I can find that I can back up, we found that we had murdered over 1,548 babies this year as of January 1st through the date of May 4th. That number's climbing rapidly. We located a organization called Christians for Personhood, and they keep track from the Senate votes. They publish it on their website. If you go to Christians for Personhood, you can pull up how every senator voted. And they have the full year of 2019, because Scott claims he's pro-life, and he's bragging about his endorsement from South Carolina Citizens for Life. And we have a piece that's coming out this week. Again, facts, and it's not my opinion, it's not the blog site I wrote, it's the Christians for Personhood's record from the senator's actual true voting record. And Scott voted one time correctly out of four, so he has a score of 25 out of 100. That's an F. When I was in school, that's an F, 25 out of 100. And so he put you and I, you're a citizen of the state, Joey, we all are, he put us all into bondage to pay with our taxes through the South Carolina state budget for the abortion of our children and for the selling of their body parts through Planned Parenthood. Go check that out and look at the actual scorecard. He's attacking now the guy that runs that. That has nothing to do with his personal life or whatever, because all he did was put together the record of how the senators voted, and Scott has a score of 25 for life. So that's horrible. The other thing I'm for that's a big issue, Joey, that we've all recently gone through is the COVID virus. You know, I'm for smaller government. I state that all the time. Scott claims to be. I was at the South Carolina rally and spoke to reopen our state because Governor McMaster has kept us closed too long, and there's other reports of businesses that are going bankrupt. I met somebody the other night at the Tea Party meeting. I spoke out. She's lost everything. But when Senator Cash a few weeks ago brought up a bill to rescind Governor McMaster's orders to shut the state down and reopen it immediately, Scott voted no. He did not vote to reopen it. Now, he's claiming that he voted for a resolution, and he did later that week, which is the resolution just says we're going to enforce the laws we already have next time if this ever happens. That was nothing. We need to understand what Scott talks about, because he's very good at skipping over things that mean nothing. You know, the other thing that's important is, as a businessman, I'm for growth in our state and in our district. Growth that is done correctly with proper planning so that the infrastructure keeps up. It hasn't. We're all going too fast. We see that. And Scott, again, these are records. These aren't new opinions. The South Carolina Club for Growth, that rates senators on their growth ethics, Scott has a rating of a C. So that's not very pro-growth, is it?
Yep. Mark Lynch, look, I know that you've been busy out there on the campaign trail. It's been a different type of campaign. Again, I know this is your first one, your first try at elective office, but what a year to decide to run. I mean, it's been tough out there because it's been very unconventional, hasn't it?
It has been, but, you know, the Lord has teed this up for us. He's called me to do it. We're running against a storm like anything, you know, but yeah. God's got our campaign, and he has put us with great people, and the people see that, and they're, you know, people can read between the lines. They know who I am, and I don't sling mud. I just bring up facts, because yep. The voters need to be informed. And yep. You know what? Every voter I've talked to already knows everything I've mentioned about my challenger, the incumbent. Yep. So we'll see.
Mark Lynch, he'll be on the ballot next Tuesday for Senate District 12. Have a great Thursday, Mark. Good speaking with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Joey.
Sure thing. Take care.